I rise today to honor one of our history's most notable explorers and to ask my colleagues to join me in recognizing October 2015 as Italian-American Heritage Month. Mr. President, Christopher Columbus was an Italian explorer and navigator who embarked on what would end up being four trips across the Atlantic Ocean in an effort to find a trade route to Asia. Instead, Mr. Columbus accidentally stumbled upon the Americas during his voyage, which resulted in centuries of exploration on the American continent. While Italians have always been a part of American history, Mr. President, it wasn't until the 1820s that these immigrants began moving to the United States in sizable numbers. These relatively unskilled individuals can be accredited with helping fuel a booming industry economy by providing labor for American factories and mines and assisted with building our roads, dams, tunnels, and other major infrastructure over the years. However, Mr. President, as Italian-Americans began settling in this country's major cities, they often faced religious and ethnic discrimination, which occasionally led to brutal violence. In an attempt to be accepted by the Main Street America, these citizens of Italian descent started to celebrate the life and accomplishments of Christopher Columbus. As early as the 18th century, Italian-Americans unofficially celebrated Columbus Day in a number of cities and states, which declared a federal holiday in 1937 during Franklin Roosevelt's administration. Mr. President, today we accredit Christopher Columbus with Italian immigration to the New World in Pennsylvania. Currently, there are more than 26 million Americans of Italian heritage in the United States, with more than 1.5 residing in Pennsylvania. I'm especially proud to say that Western Pennsylvania has a significant Italian-American population that is rich in culture. Bloomfield, Mr. President, belonging to my good friend and colleague Senator Costa, is a neighborhood that is located 3 miles from downtown Pittsburgh and is considered Pittsburgh's Little Italy because of its historical Italian-American population. In fact, Mr. President, Senator Costa and I will be marching in the Columbus Day Parade. It's the 30th annual in Pittsburgh on October 10th. I would also like to point out, Mr. President, that the Americans of Italian descent have become one of the Commonwealth's most influential ethnic groups and play an influential role in the arts, law, science, government, commerce, manufacturing, and finance. In a couple well-known examples of businesses, Mr. President, in fact, the Planters Peanut Company was created by Italian immigrants in 1887 in Pennsylvania. And additionally, Italian-American Jim Delgatti, owner of the several McDonald's franchise in Pittsburgh's region, invented one of the world's most popular sandwiches in the late 1960s, the Big Mac. Lastly, I'm excited to announce that the authentic replicas of two of the three ships in Christopher Columbus's fleet, the Nina and Pinta, will be docked at Station Square in Pittsburgh from October 1st through October 12th. This is the third time these sailing museums will visit Pittsburgh and are expected to draw large crowds once again. Mr. President, as an Italian-American myself, it is with great pride that I urge the adoption of this resolution.